them and us benefit sanctions, unemployed, claiming job seekers allowance, desperate to land an interview, to prove you're looking for work, so you aren't made destitute by benefit sanctions? Whatever you do, don't attend the interview instead of your job center appointment. That will get you sanctioned anyway. This is one of a list of totally senseless benefit sanctions republished by The Independent on the 28th of October. One claimant lost benefits for missing her signing on session because of a job interview. Another was sanctioned for not completing a work capability assessment. This was because he had a heart attack in the middle of the assessment. A successful job seeker was sanctioned for not looking for work between getting hired and starting the job 2 weeks later. And many claimants have been punished because they can't afford the fare to job centers or interviews, corporate welfare. But if you're a top capitalist, it seems that fouling things up actually wins you more welfare. Britain's super rich bosses crashed the economy, slash jobs and pay, and are presiding over an extremely weak recovery. To thank them, the Tories hand out £93 billion a year in so-called corporate welfare. Direct subsidies and grants alone amount to £14.5 billion. This is more than enough to reverse Tory Chancellor Osborne's latest £12 billion welfare cuts for workers. The £93 billion total amounts to over £3,500 per household every year. That could have paid for Osborne's tax credit cuts, temporarily forestalled by the Lords, several times over. Britain's 20% corporation tax rate is below than the global, EU and OECD averages. And it's half the rate in the United States.